We're on the line this morning with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me back, Jay. Appreciate it.
Always great to speak with you, for sure. There's so much to discuss, obviously. Let's start with your home county of Erie County. The governor gave some optimistic news yesterday about perhaps the New York pause rules being lifted to a certain extent in some parts of the state on May 15th. The county executive here in Erie County, Mark Poloncar, is not so optimistic. What are you seeing in Erie County right now?
We are monitoring the numbers for Erie County and all of Western New York literally by the hour, and I believe that we are in a better trajectory right now than we were perhaps even when we just spoke a couple weeks ago, but by far. And what we're trying to do is make sure that we have the hospital bed capacity, the ICUs, the number of testing that we think should be available for a certain population size. So we've put together a graph of all the metrics that need to be met, and Erie County is not there just yet, but I believe that it's early in May. We have some time to continue driving down the numbers if possible, and then that's all up to the people of Western New York. If they continue the social distancing, adhere to this, they could turn the numbers around by their own actions. So I think I'm not prepared to say it will not open on May 15th, but there's so much out of our hands. But I think it's important that we continue to monitor this, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting how you use the term the month of May. It almost seems like in some fashion, their attitudes have changed since we moved into the month of May with some nice weather over the weekend. Most everywhere I go, I see people social distancing. I see people with masks. But I did notice yesterday, again, personal observation in a small section of downtown Buffalo, considerably more activity down here than we've seen since the beginning of this shutdown. What about for you? Do you have a sense, do you have a concern that, you know, things could maybe move backwards and we could see an increase in hospitalizations?
This is not an idle threat. What we have seen in other countries that have experienced the pandemic before we even came to our shores is that the ones that started going back too soon, back to their normal daily life and encounters with other people, going back to their workplaces, they started seeing an increase in their numbers again. And that's the last thing we want to put New Yorkers through. We have been through so much together. If we can just hang on through just a few more months of adhering to social distancing and wearing masks, we will continue to open up businesses on a very methodic scale, making sure that we are thoughtful in our approach.
Some of these parts of the state, the North Country, Chautauqua County, so reliant on tourism. Just a final question about the potential regarding movement around the state. People are going to try to make plans to some of their favorite tourist destinations, perhaps. What about that? I mean, can you see some sort of restrictions in place when it comes to movement or guidelines as we make our way perhaps maybe into late summer? I know I'm asking you to speculate a little out in the distance here, but people are probably very interested in that.
I don't foresee us having travel restrictions. We have not done that from the very beginning, and that's just not who we are as New Yorkers. We're not going to encroach on people's personal freedoms to travel where they choose to. But what I will tell you that we don't anticipate that venues for entertainment, concerts, fairs, they will not be operating as they would have in the past. We can't say with certainty that they will be shut down, but certainly the early summer events, you know, think about the Taste of Buffalo and people traveling to go up to the Adirondacks, it's just going to be very difficult for communities that have been hit hard and those that are trying to protect themselves to be able to accommodate individuals coming from elsewhere. So we are not going to have venues that are going to attract people from outside a region. So that's automatically going to have an effect. But there's a lot of things to do in your own region. We have been out there discovering Western New York and hiking Zora Valley and going up to Fort Niagara and Letchworth State Park. There are amazing things to do here. So I encourage people to think about altering their plans for the summer, be outdoors. We have wonderful state parks to visit and hike around in, and just kind of readjust your thinking, because the great, you know, the venues you want to visit this year will be there next year. And we just have to get through just probably a challenging summer into the fall. And then we're going to be in a far better place if people do what we've been asking them to do. So, and they've been phenomenal. I really have to give so much credit to New Yorkers for listening to us. Just hang in there a little while longer and we can start reopening the economy.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Bye-bye.